This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The corporate story of the day comes to us from Redmond, Washington, the desk of Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella. The company said today it's going to require all of its partners and suppliers and contractors that have more than 50 employees to offer those employees paid parental leave, even though it may ultimately result in increased costs for Microsoft. So, what is Microsoft thinking it's going to be getting for its money? From WESA, Marketplace's Eric Barris has that one.
We're in a tight labor market, and this relatively generous policy gives Microsoft an advantage in luring workers, says Beth Humbert, professor at the University of Massachusetts Lowell.
It could be a game changer. It could be a reason for people that particularly care about companies walking the walk to be more attracted to them.
And it makes Microsoft, by requiring its suppliers and third-party vendors to offer a minimum of 12 weeks of paid parental leave, look like a leader, says John Doggett. He's a business professor at the University of Texas at Austin. That's a departure from how tech companies used to operate.
Firms actually discriminated against men and women who wanted to have families because, well, if you have a family and you have those family responsibilities, you can't spend all your time working on the software or the hardware that the company's creating.
A policy like this could set a precedent. When Walmart embraced sustainability, other companies felt pressure to go green. Google started offering catered meals. Now, that's the norm in the tech sector. 3 years ago, when Microsoft required its vendors provide sick leave or vacation time to workers assigned to Microsoft, Facebook did the same. Microsoft works with about 1,000 companies around the country. But economist Abby McCloskey says this move on parental leave speaks to a business model that touches the lives of many thousands more workers at corporations where
you don't have access to the same benefits that you would as an employee.
Microsoft plans to build the cost of extending the leave benefit into its operating expenses. In return, their partners may have an edge in attracting and retaining workers. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.